A Mother's Love by Ben Parthen. Michael Bent. The reason why. There is little that can compare to the love of a mother. A mother will protect her child at the risk of her own life. A mother will go without to ensure her child has the best. And the very best mothers make decisions for their children for their benefit, even if the child does not realize. Amanda was such a mother. Daniel, her son, was her highest priority in life, and the world was a dangerous place. It was one day when walking in her garden mulling over the dangers to her child that she made the momentous decision that she would protect him completely. Protect not just from the world but from himself. Daniel would be safe and looked after. But there are limits to what you can do for your children. They grow up, get older and stronger, and develop independence. What so many parents fear, and what Amanda feared more than most, was that independence meant the ability to make dumb decisions. It gave a teenager the opportunity to risk his life, his future, and his sanity all in the pursuit of independence and adulthood. That's when she understood it. Adulthood is the enemy, she shouted to nobody in particular. But she actually had shouted to someone. She had shouted at the adult Daniel of the future. The adult Daniel she would protect at all costs. No one would stop her, not even her son himself. So, she mused. If adulthood is the enemy, then the solution must be, she wondered. Childhood, she uttered triumphantly. As she congratulated herself, the image of the early months of Daniel's life flooded back to her. No, not childhood, she said out loud. Infancy is the solution. When Daniel was a baby, he did everything he was asked to do, largely because he could do so little. He ate only because he was fed. He was dressed in whatever his mother dressed him in. And he wore nappies. And plastic pants. And he wet his nappies. And he pooed his nappies. And he cried. And he was just so adorable, and he needed me for everything, she mused. I could keep him safe because he was just a baby. It was still a bit of a journey for Amanda through her mind. It was ludicrous and yet totally natural and obvious. She should never have let Daniel grow up. She should have kept him in nappies and plastic baby pants. The dummy should never have been abandoned, and that pinnacle of independence was toilet training. Why did I ever potty train him? She sighed. If I hadn't trained him, he would have stayed in nappies and then stayed at home and never wanted to venture out of my care. It all made perfect sense to Amanda, and it was clear to her what had to happen. Daniel had to become a baby again. To not do this would be irresponsible and allow her son to venture into danger and big mistakes. Daniel just has to become a baby again, and I will not take no for an answer. He becomes a baby the easy way or the hard way. Amanda went back inside her home feeling as if she had found the best way forward, not just for her son but for all teenage boys. They should all remain babies. I think I know what to do to get this started, she mused quietly as she quickly wrote down her ideas of how to start. Daniel had to wet his bed again. It's not like he has been dry that long anyhow, she thought, trying to justify her decision. 3 years of mostly dry sheets is nothing to be proud of. Going back fully wet will be an easy step, and he will think it is natural.